So I'm sure that the rich man was a good Jew who studied the prophets, and so I'm kind of wondering how he managed to miss the prophet Amos, who says pretty clearly, "Woe to the complacent in Zion." What's ambiguous about that? Anybody got any clue as to how he could miss something like that if he read it? It's pretty clear. Woe to the complacent. Don't be complacent. However, it doesn't seem like the rich guy got the message, because he lived his life totally sort of self-absorbed and not really paying attention to the world around him. And so he ended up in hell. And he sees Lazarus, and he said, "Send him to help me." And Abraham says, "Well, first of all, there's a chasm between the places, so that if should someone want to come and visit, they can't either way. So it can't happen." "Well, then send him to warn my brothers." "Yeah, listen to the prophets. Woe to the complacent." No, if somebody came from the dead, they would listen. If they don't listen to Moses and the prophets, they won't listen to someone who rises from the dead. Who do we know that rose from the dead? People weren't listening to him either, even after he rose from the dead. So I guess one of the questions is, where are we in this sort of configuration? And what are we going to do about it? I was fortunate this week to be able to write the column, and the whole thing that landed on me was this idea of complacency. So I went back into my history, and back in 1969-70, I was a senior in high school. Yeah, I know. And I wasn't doing very well in American history. So my teacher, who was a Jesuit at the time, still is, said, "Well, if you can figure out how to write a paper and get it done and submit it to me, we'll let you have the class." So I went back and I read a book called Future Shock by Alvin and his wife, the Toflers. And it talked about overload. It talked about we got to a place in our world where there was just too much going on. And so we shut down. We couldn't handle it, so we just took what we could and let everything else go by. Became pretty much self-involved, self-engaged, not really worrying about anybody else. And I wonder if we're there today. I don't know, but I think it's a valid question to ask ourselves as we sit down and pray. Who today have I noticed needed something? Where today have I noticed Jesus in my life? Because Jesus Christ is always present in our lives. People in need are always present in our lives. We may not trip over them as we go back and forth to our house, but they are there in our world. And it behooves us to wake up and be aware of that. Because Jesus asks us to do that. Paul suggests that if we want to be people of integrity, that we also need to be aware of that. Pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Compete well for the faith. Compete well for the faith. Be loving, be generous. Be patient. I have a real challenge with patience sometimes. I can't imagine that you would think that, but I do. And so I have to stop sometimes and really think about how to enter into a situation sometimes. And I think it behooves all of us to do that, to really stop sometimes and think. You know, how many people here remember the WWJD phase? What would Jesus do? He would not buy a t-shirt that said WWJD on it. But I think it's a valid question to ask ourselves sometimes. What would Jesus do in a situation like this? And if we stop and ask ourselves that question, we're probably going to have a different answer than when we first came to our lips or first came to our mind. Because if we ask ourselves that question, we are no longer complacent. We are engaged in our faith. We want to somehow show God's love to whoever it is or whatever it is that we are confronted with. We somehow want to live that faith out. The good news is that we don't do it ourselves. Who has a bulletin with them? Nobody has a bulletin? Can I borrow it for a minute? Page 2. The name Lazarus means God is my help. God is my help. I don't think Lazarus being in this particular part of Scripture is coincidence. It's a reminder that God is my help. God is my help and your help. And so that we are not called to do the things that we are called to do on our own. God is present in our lives, in our prayer, in our study, in our ministry, at the Eucharist, where we nurture ourselves at the table. God is present if we invite him in. And if we do, the results, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what happened if each day, each of us stopped and invited Jesus Christ into our lives. Be present in my life, Jesus Christ. Help me to know and be aware of those who are in need. Help me to meet those needs, to be generous, to be open, to be giving, to be aware. Being aware is half the battle. It's so easy not to be just like the rich man. So I invite you this week to think about complacency, to think about being people of God who are righteous, devoted, who compete for the faith, who are loving, patient, and full of gentleness. And I would offer to you that if you do that, if you live your week out committed to that kind of a life, I'm thinking that you will experience a different life than the rich man did.